Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We are broadcasting live today and tomorrow from the Capitol Building in Pierre as we kick off a new legislative session. We just had a conversation with Governor Kristi Noem. South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg is in a few moments. But first, we have sitting at the table here with me, Secretary of Tribal Relations David Flute. He is formerly the tribal chair for the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. He served in the South Dakota National Guard from 2004 to 2009, where he was given two Army Commendation Medals and was awarded the Purple Heart for his service. Secretary Flute, thanks for being here. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, and I appreciate being afforded opportunity to share a little bit about myself.
Yeah, this is an opportunity to get to know you a little bit. So tell us about your time in the South Dakota National Guard, if you would. This is time in Afghanistan, then?
I joined the Army National Guard when I was 17. I did the split training. I really don't want to disclose my age, but it was back in the late 80s when I went to boot camp and advanced individual training. But moving forward, I was asked by an organic unit, the 147th Field Artillery, out of Sisseton, my hometown, if I would, during 9/11, units were being activated and deployed, and so I was asked to join back up with the unit, and I had to get reclassed, and did not end up going to Iraq with the 147th, but did get reclassed and spent some time down in Hurricane Katrina as member of Task Force Coyote, which was members made up from South Dakota Army National Guard. Went to military police school and deployed with the 235th Military Police Company in Afghanistan. We deployed January 2007, and we returned home January 2008.
What was coming home like? What was the transition coming back home, not only from a welcoming standpoint, but from just really making that adjustment from two very different worlds?
You know, I had been challenged with some family issues while I was deployed, and so it's unfortunate, and I'm not going to go into detail on the personal challenges I've had, but the welcoming home that was received in Rapid City, South Dakota, was really magnificent. It was I never felt more pride in being a patriot to not just my state, but the United States of America, and being able to serve when called upon. And I didn't have to go. I had volunteered. You know, I unintentionally left my two sons and my family. And so, but the transition, I ended up getting stuck in a hold at Fort Carson. Right. Spent about 5 months there in a wounded warrior transition unit, and upon convalescent leave going home back to Sisseton, I ended up getting orders down to Brooke Army Medical Center, Fort Sam Houston, down in San Antonio, Texas, and I spent close to 8-9 months down there going through a medical review board because of some combat injuries and some non-combat injuries that I had sustained while serving in Afghanistan. And so that it was quite an experience. There's days that I use it to my advantage to draw strength and to harness that energy and be able to export that out into what I do and now working for Governor Noem.
During the state
of South Dakota.
Yeah, and during the State of the State address, Governor Noem asked the military veterans and active duty service members to stand and be acknowledged. And I was not in Pierre for that. I was watching it live on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And it was a moment where I thought, it happens a lot where I'm a veteran. You're asked to stand and be recognized. And when I'm sort of standing, I never know exactly, it can be kind of awkward. It can be this. But there's so much when you tell just one veteran story, you realize that when those people are standing, there's so many different stories in the room that it really has a lot of value to take that pause and really think about what that means. It's not really a question. It's just a it's just commentary about these little moments that sort of happen. That
I'll tell you, and regardless of the capacity or job that a service member is deployed in support of, regardless what they're doing, whether it's infantry, whether it's ordnance, whether it's engineering, whether it's military police, everybody's job is vital to complete the mission. Yeah. From even those that are doing paperwork, it's vital. Everybody's job is important, some a little more dangerous than others, but without everybody contributing and performing in the capacity in which they're there to perform, the job's not going to get done. And you know, a lot of soldiers can lose morale excuse me, if you know, their pay isn't being submitted, or if there's something going on at home and they're not being informed. All those logistical areas are really important too. So
Let's talk
everybody's job is vital.
Right. Let's talk about this job. And as Secretary of Tribal Relations, how do you see this role? How do you see the partnership between the state of South Dakota and a sovereign tribe?
That's a real good question. And I'm approaching this new role for myself as an ambassador for Governor Noem, as a person that has a lot of responsibility to help foster these relationships with the tribes and build stronger relationships. And there's been a great foundation laid by my predecessors. There's been a great foundation laid by Governor Dugard, and looking at Governor Noem's plan for enhancing tribal relations, it took me a little bit to apply for the position. I really had to think about it coming out of tribal politics, which can be very difficult and challenging, and just evaluating myself that I wanted to contribute again in that same capacity as I was being called upon by my first sergeant to go to Afghanistan to come be a part of the team. And I know a couple people had nominated me, and I did get word back. I'm not for sure from who, but to submit a cover letter and a resume, and I talked it over with my family, and I did. Now I was very appreciative to been able to get an interview and be appointed by Governor Noem to do the best I can to help build better relationships between the state and the tribe, especially in the areas of methamphetamine, mental health crisis, economic development, because if we can tackle these issues together, respecting each other's sovereignty and jurisdiction, it goes both ways. Tribe has got to respect the state's jurisdiction and sovereignty, and state's got to respect the tribe's jurisdiction and sovereignty. And I know that that can be accomplished. It has been accomplished, but we need to look for ways to. I really like what Governor Noem said about the word Dakota, and it really does mean ally. In our Dakota, Lakota language, sometimes words aren't as easy to define or to translate what they really are, because our language is a beautiful language. I speak my Dakota language. But when I saw Governor Noem's definition of Dakota, which means ally, and it really does, that is the only definition of what Dakota means, and that is a testament of the governor's compassion and her understanding and her plan to let the tribes know, hey, we need to work on these issues, such as attacking this methamphetamine crisis. That's it hurts all of South Dakota. It hurts the tribes. It hurts all of South Dakota. And I want to look at ways to foster that relationship. I want to advance the governor's plan, enhancing tribal relations. I've been contacted by leaders from Standing Rock, Chairman Frazier from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, Lester Thompson, Chairman of Crow Creek. I've been in contact. They've reached out to me and said, "Hey, you know, we're excited because I've worked with them," and I think that gives us the state of South Dakota, Governor Noem, gives us the advantage of having established a relationship with my friends already, and I've had to share with them, and I'm glad this is being broadcast because I know there's probably a couple of them listening that you know, I've shared with them respectfully that as sovereign nations and as tribal leaders of those nations, the chairman and his council are their best advocates. Now, I'm not here to say that I'm not going to advocate for tribes, but I'm here to work for Governor Noem. And I'm working for her, and I'm working for the state of South Dakota, and I am going to be her advocate of the plans that, you know, she wants to share with the tribes, and I want to do the best I can. And, you know, her plans include mental health, attacking the, you know, the drug crisis on the reservations, economic growth, and I'm real excited to work with other members of the cabinet. Just to throw an example out there with Jim Hagan, Secretary Hagan with Department of Tourism, I think there's a great opportunity for tribes to, you know, expand on that tourism growth. And I know Governor Noem, as you know, as Congresswoman Noem, had supported the Native Act, which is a bill that was passed by the congressional leaders. To include federal agencies need to include the tribes and, you know, the corridor that those tribes are in to help enhance tourism. And the Dakota Lakota culture is so beautiful, and it's so colorful. And I know that I know from being you know, a singer, a dancer, language speaker, people from out of state want to come to our state and take part of that culture, and not just the Indian culture, but you know, we have a lot of different cultures here in the state that are beautiful cultures, and just the culture of South Dakota itself, fishing, hunting. People come here and they're gonna spend money, and that's gonna generate, you know, hopefully generate some revenue for the state and generate some revenue for the tribes, and you know, we split some taxes, and I think that's all win-win. And those are some of the things that, you know, I intend on working on for the governor.